Elementary music teacher friend, you love what you do, but you might feel unappreciated and, in fact, unseen some days. You may even feel like you're on a music teacher island and just want to connect with other music teachers who can relate to both your struggles and wins when it comes to teaching elementary music. I get you and understand completely the feelings you're having. That's why each and every week, the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast will provide you with solo and guest episodes that will help you realize you're not alone in your music teaching journey. Throughout each episode, my goal is for you to be able to walk away with actionable steps and ideas to help you feel like you're ready to take on the new week with whatever challenges may be thrown your way. Hi, I'm your host, Jessica Paresta, and I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're at home, in your car, in the shower, or wherever else you're listening, grab your cup of coffee or whatever other beverage is nearby and listen in to the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast.
I'm Christy Hemingway, host of Ed Curation, a part of the Education Podcast Network. Just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Hey, music teacher friend, I want to let you know about a free guide called 5 Steps to Simplifying Your Lesson Planning. We know as an elementary music teacher how stressful it can be planning lessons every single week for all the grade levels you teach that need to meet the state or national standards, that will reach different learning styles, and that are also fun and engaging for your students. If you've had thoughts like, am I doing this whole lesson planning thing right? Then check out this guide. It will help you with lesson planning with ease. So simply head to subscribe.thedomesticmusician.com/simplifying lesson planning or check out the link in the show notes. Well, hey there. I hope you're having an amazing day. Whether you're listening to this episode in the morning, afternoon, or evening, I hope that your day has either gone great or is about to go great. And I am so excited to come back with another episode. And today I am talking about music technology ideas for elementary students. If you've taught actually for any length of time, then you have already found amazing technology ideas to use in your classroom. If you taught during those days of COVID where you were virtually teaching, you went out and or you were provided with ideas to use technology in your classroom. But with that said, I have from working with teachers either one-on-one, I do one-on-one coaching, and I have a Harmony membership site. I'm working with music teachers every single day. And one of the questions I get asked a lot about is integrating technology into the music room. I've done episodes before about how to do it and written blog posts, and today I'm not going to provide specific lesson plan ideas, but today's episode, I am giving you different apps and websites to use with lower elementary students, upper elementary students, and then all of your elementary students. While I give you these ideas, I am going to give a quick synopsis about why I like this particular site or app and different ways that you can use it with your students in a like the quick version, you know, the Cliff Notes version. But I'm also going to let you know that even though I have divided this up into lower, upper, and all categories, you know your students better than anyone. And so if you hear an idea and you're like, actually, I could use that across the board with pre-K through fifth or sixth, then go for it. If you hear me give an idea for lower elementary and you think that would actually also work with my upper elementary students, then go for it too. Like I said, you know your students better than anyone. I say that probably in every single episode, and it is your classroom. So do what you know makes the most sense for you as the teacher and for your students. I also want to say that the ideas I'm sharing, there is 100 different ways that you can use these apps and websites in your music classroom. One thing I really want you to consider when you're thinking about integrating technology is to focus on the concepts you're teaching first. So when you're teaching something, let's say you're planning a unit around, let's say you're working on composing with your fifth grade students, then you're going to already be looking for ideas to help your students compose music. So obviously, finding a fit, the right website or app that would fit a composition unit is what you would plan for. If you're working on, let's say your students are learning about the instruments of the orchestra, then although there are 10 different, more than 10, but we're going to say 10 different ideas you could pull from when it comes to teaching the instruments of the orchestra, having your students listen to them and identify them and recognize the different families and so on and so forth, you will take your time as the teacher looking through either the ideas I'm sharing here today or ideas you already have and choosing what makes sense with where your students are at and what you're comfortable using. You do not have to use every single piece of technology out there. Okay, I just want to go ahead and say that. You are limited in the amount of time you see your students each week. Your class times are, let's say, between 30 minutes to an hour. You don't have a lot of time that your students are in the music room anyways. So that's why I think it's huge that even though you're going to hear me say a comprehensive list today, I don't want you to think you have to use every single idea I am giving you. Start with what you already know. Katie Wardrop said that on the podcast not too long ago. She said, start with what you know when it comes to technology. I completely agree with that. Then begin thinking about what would you like to implement in your classroom? How do you want to implement technology in your classroom? There are a million different ways to do that. And I actually did a whole episode about that. There's centers. You can do centers with technology. You can use it for composition. You can use it, like I said, to reinforce a concept or standard you're teaching. And then, so you think about one or two websites you're comfortable using, and then think about what's out there that's new that you want to learn more about so you can use it in your classroom. Don't get stuck on trying to use everything, but just start with what you know and slowly think of new ways to bring technology in. All right. I want to preface that. I want to say that because this is something I really think music teachers can get hung up on, is trying to do all of it when you really, really don't have to. And this also goes back to comparing yourself to other teachers. You're going to see some music teachers out there who use 20 different pieces of technology in their music rooms, and you sometimes will feel less than because you're sitting here trying to just use maybe one. That's okay. Use that one. Use it great. Go into detail, research it, figure out the best way to use that with your kiddos, and that's good enough. So your best is good enough. I'm going to get off my soapbox because I have gone into really deep into some episodes about you being you in your classroom, and I am always going to stand for that because I think it's so important. All right, let's dive right in. So we're going to start with lower elementary students. For lower elementary students, I'm going to give you some websites and or apps that you can use in a classroom setting, or your students can even use at home, not necessarily for homework, but they can just for fun. They're going to want to explore some ideas like this, these ideas at home on their own. As I'm giving you these ideas, I want to remind you, or I guess let you know, that all of these websites and apps I'm naming today on this episode are in a blog post you will find in the show notes, or go to thedomesticmusician.com and search for the latest blog post, which is called Music Technology Ideas for Elementary Students. But also in the show notes, I am listing every one of these, and there's a hyperlink to click on it to take you to the different sites I'm naming. Okay, so let's get going. Seesaw. This is a great idea for younger students. And the reason I love it is because students and parents can keep track of what's going on in the music room. Think of it kind of like a constant Facebook stream with photos and updates. This is not necessarily where your students are, air quote, learning music, but this is a great communication tool for you. And especially, I put this in the lower elementary category because this is a great way to let your parents who maybe are new at the school or students who just need help with remembering what's going on in the music room, or they have a hard time relaying what they did in the music classroom that day, you can just post updates and the parents can see it and the students can even, I don't know, be encouraged to let their parents know what they're going on at home. Kahoot is it's a great site for fun and interactive lessons for your students. they can play games. You can actually play games with them too. It is really fun. This is usually probably an idea that you can use at the beginning or towards the end of a class period. Class Dojo. And so some of these apps and websites I'm naming, by the way, aren't particularly a music education website, but they are apps and websites that you can use in the music room. So Class Dojo is another great app. You may or may not have heard of this one. There are a lot of communication apps out there that regular classroom teachers use or middle and high school teachers use a lot. But Class Dojo is actually great for the elementary music classroom because it's a great way to stay connected with your students, whether they're learning virtually or in the classroom, because you can post work or you can just post fun ideas for them to use to learn music at home, photos, or even share different music assignments with your students. On the parent side of things, I have three school-age kids. They're all boys, and they're in 7th, 5th, and 2nd grade. And if you live somewhere where it snows, or your school gets canceled for whatever reason, from time to time, or there's breaks from school, there's, you know, they have a random Monday off or whatever it might be, sometimes my kids will log into these apps that their music teachers have left them and see the extra or fun assignments that are posted there, and they will do it on their own. So these apps, Seesaw and Class Dojo especially, are really great for those purposes, if anything else, for you to leave just some fun ideas for them to do at home and for their parents to be able to see what they're doing and to help them with that as well. Prodigies is an actual music curriculum. It is great for preschool and lower elementary age kiddos. So if you're looking for a new curriculum to use with your lower elementary students, this is an idea that I wanted to share because I think it's great. My Singing Monsters is an app where students can explore different monsters that create and make music. I actually wrote a review about this website. You can find it on my blog at The Domestic Musician, but this is an app. It's free, and there are a bunch of different monsters. They're different colors, and they all can kind of walk around and play different instruments and do a whole lot of different stuff with creating music, and it's super, super fun. Your elementary, especially lower elementary students, will really enjoy this activity. There is a website called Groove Pizza, Groove, like dancing. It's super fun rhythm creator student, and it looks like pizza, and it looks like different pieces of a pie that students can create music on. And your upper elementary students can definitely use this site as well, but I love using it with lower elementary. PBS Music Games, PBS Kids Music Games, excuse me. It has a lot of music games on there that, yes, this is more for preschool kids, but I would say definitely with kindergarten and possibly first grade, there are a lot of music games on there. I really started diving into this. Yes, I'm a mom, but also when I was helping teachers navigate through COVID, and it is a great website for lower elementary students. There are a lot more music games on there than I realized. And so if you go on there and explore a little bit, you might find some ideas that you know your students would really love. Music K8, this is a site that definitely you've probably heard about when it comes to purchasing programs for your music room, or maybe you've just gotten one-off music or some recordings and things like that, or even products for your classroom. But I don't know if you realize they have a whole part of their website that has fun stuff for your students to do, where they get to interact and there's some games on there and things like that. So if you have not explored that part of the website, I would really encourage you to do that. And the last idea I have for lower elementary students is Kennedy Center. They have a game on there called Whack-A-Note, and it is really fun. The students have to choose the correct note, and they'll really enjoy it. So this is definitely an activity you can use when you're trying to reinforce rhythms and rhythm counting or note reading and things like that. All right, let's pivot into talking about upper elementary students and different websites and apps that work for them. With your upper elementary students, these things I'm going to list here, they're going to help them explore music in a deeper way through collaborating with their peers and composing music and researching musical elements. So the first one I want to talk about is called Shobee, Shobee. It's very similar to Seesaw, but it's aimed more towards older students. They can also get individual feedback from the teacher. So you can use Seesaw or Shobee or one. It doesn't matter. Nearpod is the next one I want to mention. It's pretty similar to Schoology. It is district-wide purchase. So Nearpod is something that, yes, if you want to look more into it, you would probably need to have conversations with your administration and or your district. But it's really engaging for students and it's easy to navigate around. Padlet is something I love. It is a combination of webpage and Pinterest is the best way I can describe it, where your students can post what they're working on and you can keep it all organized. It's basically a way for them to see each other's work. Let's say you're working on musical compositions with your fifth graders, and Padlet is an easy way for them to post ideas, or let's say they're doing a research assignment, they can share ideas there and basically have their own boards like on Pinterest. And so it's really neat. It's a really neat idea for your upper elementary students. Book Creator is another idea. It's a site where students can create their own books based around any topic you give them. So I have had some episodes on this podcast about being an author, and mostly for adults, but what a cool way to help your students be authors. And let's say that they are working on rhyming words, for example. Let's say you've done a hip hop unit or rapping. Well, they can maybe, their assignment is to write a book with rhyming words, and then they go back and they add rhythms to it or add instruments to it to make it musical. So there's a lot of ideas that you can do with these different sites I'm naming here, and just be creative and think outside of the box. Scratch is a way to create animations and share it with anyone else in the class. So this is something you could definitely collaborate with the art teacher. And I have an episode that's going to be coming out soonish, that ways to collaborate with the art teacher and librarian. So be sure to listen to that when it comes out. But Scratch is definitely a great idea for students to be able to create animations. And so they can definitely use this with art in their art class as well. Musictheory.net is literally exactly what it sounds like. It is a virtual way for students to explore and learn more about music theory. So let's say you're really enforcing the musical elements and there's some that you really want to focus on, then this is a site that's really going to help students to retain what they're learning when it comes to that. Flat.io is a way for students to write musical scores online. So when they're learning, this is great for even middle school students, but when they're learning how to write music and especially to notate it, this is a great site that I really like. Another music composition software is called MuseScore, M-U-S-E Score. And then Quizlet is a great way for students to study any lessons you provide, and they can take a quiz based off of that material. So it is just, instead of paper pencil, it's just a great way, an assessment tool if you want to use quizzes, especially with upper elementary. You don't have to use it all the time, but it is a great way for students to study different things that you're teaching them in the classroom and then to take a quiz around it. GarageBand is mainly for Mac, but it is a great composition website and app that older students will love. BandLab is definitely mainly for high school students, but I wanted to put it on this list because let's say you want to, I don't know, have the students explore this site and you feel like your upper elementary students could do this website in a modified way. I wanted to put it on this list. Basically, it's a site where students can upload videos of music they've recorded and share it with others. So if you're doing something like that in your classroom, then I would definitely suggest you look into BandLab if you have not already. NoteFlight is another composition site. I have used this one a lot when I'm composing my own music, actually, but also when I used it in the classroom too. And it is user-friendly and it's easy to use, and they do have a free version. Acapella is an app where you and or your students can record different singing or instrument parts. You basically have one person record themselves, and then the other parts layer in one at a time until the recording is fully made. I would highly suggest, this is a great activity to do when you are teaching harmony and counter melody, and even when it comes to chorus and soloist and all those kind of things that come with singing, especially with your upper elementary students, those concepts you're trying to teach them. This is a great app to definitely enforce those concepts. IncrediBox is a website or app that allows students to create their own music with the help of beatboxers. I mentioned Katie Wardrobe earlier in the episode, but she, when she came on the podcast, she was talking about music tech tools, and she calls the Incredibox guys dudes. She said they're the dudes, and that's what I kind of refer to them now about how. But this is a fantastic lesson for elementary, upper elementary, or even secondary students. They get to be creative and literally beatbox. And it is really fun. So if you have not looked into Incredibox, I would suggest you do that. Soundtrap allows students to record and collaborate with one another. They can even edit and mix the recordings as well. Mix, it's M-I-X-X-X, is a free DJ mixing software. So how fun to have your students be able to be DJs in the music room. And the Finale is a music notation software that will mainly benefit your older students. And I don't know about you, but Finale is something I definitely used during my music education program in college. So it is really neat to see that that is still around. It's definitely changed a lot, but it's still a great musical composition software. Now, for all of your elementary music students, there are several websites and apps that they will find beneficial. Some of these I'm going to name are more for a classroom setting, and some are individual websites that they can explore on their own. Google Classroom is something that you may or may not have used as a teacher already, but I wanted to put it on this list because it is really neat when you set up your own virtual music classroom. We talked about keeping parents and students up to date with what's going on and sharing about what's going on in the music room. Well, Google Classroom is a great way to post a lot of these apps and websites I'm naming here today. You can put them there. You can include lesson plans you want them to do around it, or assignments that you want them to complete, or even post choice boards with a lot of these apps and websites in those for students to be able to use even at home. Canvas is another way to have a virtual classroom, but in a more of a course creation type of way. I have used Canvas several times when I'm creating courses for different districts that I've created curriculum for. And so I know the ins and outs of Canvas, like the back of my hand. And so Canvas is definitely a way for you to share more in a, it's more of a course setting, but it is still a way for you to communicate with your students as well. So let's say that you are teaching music virtually, or you find yourself in a virtual teaching situation. Canvas is super easy to use. Once you get the hang of it, there's a lot of free trainings they provide, and you can create courses and upload different videos and audio and lesson plans and PDFs and all the things that they would need to learn from, your students would. Edpuzzle is very similar to Google Classroom and Canvas. It's a great way to have a virtual classroom and stay in touch with your students, give assignments, and assess them. Flip is formerly known as Flipgrid, and it's like the Snapchat for educators, I would say. And music teachers can use this app for students to share music videos they've created while also being able to add text and emojis. This is also a great tool if your students are, let's say, doing a recorder or ukulele unit that they are asked to practice at home a little bit, or let's say that they just want to share feedback with you or their classmates. Flip is a great way for them to do that. Whirly EDU is a website and an app where students can be assigned lessons, record themselves singing, and be assigned a grade. I actually wrote a review about this website. It is really cool. They've done a lot of work on this site, and I would highly suggest it to any music educator. And you can find a review on my website as well. Solfege.io is an app that encourages and helps students to practice their instruments. And the San Francisco Orchestra has some fun interactive music games for kids to do, as does Classics for Kids. There's a website called Rhythm Randomizer, and it's a way for your students to practice counting and playing with rhythms, even if learning music virtually or from home. Or they can practice it at school and then also practice it at home as well. And then Chrome Music Lab, this is the ever popular one most of you are probably familiar with. And it has so many great music games for any age group. And let's say you go on Chrome Music Lab and you see these really neat ideas, but you're not really sure how to implement it into your music classroom. Any of the music education Facebook groups that are out there, and also just a quick Google search, if you just type in Chrome Music Lab lesson plan ideas, you'll see a lot of different information come up. So, like I said, just doing some research, some quick research will help you find ideas. And the last one I want to mention is Brain Pop. I used to think of this as just being a social studies or science website, but it actually has a lot of music lessons as well that are really engaging and interactive, and you will hopefully find it beneficial. So I know this episode was a little bit different. It was more of me just kind of reading from a list instead of just talking like I usually do, but I hope that you found it beneficial. And I hope that even if there was just one idea that you've never heard of, that you can definitely take it and go to that site and explore it and figure out how you'll use it with your students or as a classroom, a virtual classroom, or any other ideas that you want to incorporate with your kiddos. So let me know, how do you use music technology in your classroom? Come into the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group, send me a direct message, or tag me on Instagram on your stories at Jessica Paresta, and just let me know, how do you use music technology in your classroom? Have an amazing rest of your week, and I can't wait to come back with another episode. Well, hey there. Thank you so much for listening into the Elementary Music Teacher Podcast. There is an exclusive Facebook group just for listeners of this podcast and any elementary music teacher called the Elementary Music Teacher Community Facebook group. Come on over and join us there, where we have conversations around the podcast episodes and encourage each other each and every week. And also head to my website, thedomesticmusician.com. I have some free resources there that you can download to help you gain traction in your classroom today, as well as the blog and the membership site and all kinds of other goodies to help you keep going in your music teaching journey. I cannot wait to keep connecting with you and encouraging you and spurring you on in your journey of teaching elementary music. Hang in there, have an amazing week, and I will see you soon.